Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear a hundred goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salland Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalland.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Did you know that that song was written by Neil Diamond, who, of course, has been in the national spotlight for singing Sweet Caroline at the baseball game following the Boston disaster and tragedy. I am bringing back as a regular for some political talk, political rap, the incredible Sherilyn Laban. And I swore I'd never do politics publicly, but be careful what you say. Never say never. Sherilyn Harley Laban is co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. She does so much more. I don't want to waste time. I want to get talking to her. Welcome back to the show, Sherilyn.
Oh, great to be with you, Bruce.
You have such a large resume that between you and Winter, I could do the whole show just talking about how accomplished the two of you are.
Kind of you. Very kind of you.
Well, not only that, you're attractive, too. And so, I mean, it's like a double whammy. You know, smart, bright, attractive. It's like you're the kind of woman that scares me. Well, I married one like that, too, so I guess I'm not that scared.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. I mean, we have two columns that we can reference. There's so much going on in the world as far as politics. You are now going to be a regular, if not a semi-regular. I mean, I know occasionally you're just not going to be available. So you've replaced Wayne Levine, who has been with us for years, and he will be the fill-in when you're not available. But in the meantime, I'm going to allow you as much as you want to direct the conversation. I'll give you the topics we're doing that week, and you can choose where to go. So I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Well, let's continue to talk about Boston, because I think that Boston is set against the backdrop of a number of failures that we've seen here. First of all, I mean, the question now that's coming out, and of course the way all this works, Bruce, and your listeners, is that when things like this happen, a treasure trove of information comes out. And one of the things now that's just come out is that this gentleman, bomb suspect, was on two watch lists. He's on two watch lists, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you heard that.
Oh, yeah, the CIA list as well.
Right, right. So, you know, that goes cuts right to the core of, we have got some agencies that are just not working properly. We've got lives that have been lost. Many people have been injured. What is it in the systems that we've got, Bruce, that's not working? And how can we better make these agencies and the systems we have in place work more effectively, number one, and I would say, two, collaboratively? Okay?
Well, don't
because
we,
clearly,
don't
we, one hand is, you know, one wasn't talking to the other, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, it's interesting. This week, as I think you know, former President Bush is having a dedication for his new library and educational center in Dallas.
Yes, he is.
And all the living presidents, including President Obama, will be there. And
yep.
What is being a little bit overlooked in all the drama about Boston is that after 9/11, whatever he did right or wrong, and wherever you stand regarding former President Bush, we were not attacked once.
No, we were not.
And now, in the short time that our current president has been in, there have been not only a number of attacks, including Fort Hood, that he won't even have the courage to call what it was, which is a terrorist attack, or Benghazi, which was not domestic, of course. There's been so much more. So I cannot help but believe this is not a coincidence that we go 7 years right after 9/11 and avert these disasters as all these new things are being implemented. And then in a little over 4 years, things seem to be disimplemented, whatever that word is, or just, you know, changed, because we can't even call terrorists anymore. So there's a problem with the system that I do. You know, I don't want us always to be bashing President Obama, but it's hard not to.
Exactly. And the other, you know, point that you're making, and you've articulated very well, is that, you know, this administration and president has given, I think, Americans a false sense of security that everything is going to be all right, that Iran is our friend, that North Korea is our friend. I mean, Bruce, Iran and North Korea have been collaborating. This is a, you know, everyone wants to kind of say that North Korea, oh, they're just blowing smoke. Hey, they have nuclear weapons, and they have the material to make them. And they are cozying up with Iran. And as you know, again, put this in the backdrop of this false insecurity, there has just been proven, and it's just come out, that our government says they have evidence that Syria has chemical weapons. The world is not a safe place at all, Bruce. And I think this administration has very much mistakenly led Americans to believe that these people, you know, that this policy of appeasement would make us safer, and that, you know, would improve our standing in the world,
well,
particularly
it's
in the middling world. And it has not, Bruce.
Not
it
at
has
all. Not at all.
Not at all.
Plus, I believe those that want to harm us actually are laughing behind our backs
at
his naivety. I mean, even on his recent trip to Israel, finally, after all these years, he goes to Israel. He was equivocating in many of his speeches there about who's to blame and what's this. And it's the same sort of stuff. But I think the most egregious form of that took place during election time, when he just was not acknowledging what went on in Benghazi, when Secretary Clinton, how she could possibly even be considered a potential presidential candidate after the calamity that took place under her watch in Benghazi, and the absolute lies that she had to disseminate, because there's no way she did not know much of what was said and went on. And the continuance, I mean, if there was a Democrat in the office when this happened, that Democrat would have been impeached, let alone not reelected. So, you know, by the way, I got to share with you, I have a dear, dear friend. This is off topic, but it's something you and I are going to be careful of, since you're going to now be on regular. I have a dear friend of mine who's a professor of communications, and I asked him to listen to our last segment and give me his opinion. Now, this I had already asked you to be a regular, so I wasn't asking him because I was still considering it. And he said, you know something? It was like two people sitting and patting each other on the back. you know, the two of you were just one-upping each other with, yeah, I agree. Oh, no, I agree, and you agree, and I agree, and we all agree, and aren't we wonderful? So I think we're going to have to endeavor to somehow be a little bit more controversial with one another and not just agree all the time.
Well, I think there are going to be times that we don't agree, Bruce. There are going to be times that we don't agree, because there's no way we can possibly agree on everything. That's just not possible.
I know. But, you know,
it's funny. We'll be fine. You tell your friend, don't worry, keep listening. We'll be just fine.
Well, one of the reasons I think we're going to be just fine is that, as I've learned in the short, now this is just our third segment together, you learn about things that I'm not aware of. So you're going to bring up things, and at the very least, me and my listeners will be educated about a particular thing going on that I may not be aware of. I don't follow politics. That's not what I have done up till now. I'm now venturing into it because I am blessed to have made your acquaintance. So anyway, continue wherever you'd like to go with our remaining few minutes.
So I just think that, you know, this is something that people really need to be aware of, and they need to hold their elected officials, and I mean starting at the local level, they need to hold these people accountable. Because, as you know, Boston was very much a local event which brought people from around the world, which affected everyone. But the handling and the way that they caught the suspect was very much a Boston local event. It may have been national in its impact, worldwide as well, but it was national in the fact that everyone in Boston cooperated with staying home and staying off the streets. I mean, let's face it, that contributed to, and the cooperation contributed to, them being able to catch this young man. So, you know, I think that people all across the country, they need to be asking this question of their representatives. Like, how would you handle a situation in our community?
Hmm.
You know, what's the public safety? What's the public safety plan if we had something like that happen in our town, in our city, in our state? I think people need to be asking those questions. Because, you know, Bruce, and here's sort of my last thing I want to leave with your listeners. What happened in Boston could happen anywhere.
Well, I think that's the biggest wake-up call we got. To go back to what you said at the very beginning, that our current president has wanted to lull us into a false sense of security, and we can't
be lulled into that naivety that he's been propagating.
Nor should we live in fear.
We should not. We should not. But it would be great to have a certain level of awareness. I can tell you that much, Bruce.
I've been to Israel several times. And there's a country that's under siege every single
day. Every day.
And they live with more joy and more openness than you can imagine. So it can be done, and we should learn from them.
And Israel is an amazing place. And the children, I've been there several times as well. The children are happy.
Right.
They are thriving. The country is thriving. But they make it work.
Well, we as parents need to be careful about not scaring our kids at the same time as we educate them. And again, I think we could learn from them. We got some great tips last week from Dr. Jennifer about how to prepare and answer our questions of our kids. Listen, we're out of time. Sherilyn, please quickly give our listeners info on how to reach you, find you, and follow you and know you.
Absolutely. Your listeners can follow me on Twitter at Harley, Harley LeBon, LeBon. You can also see my policy papers at nationalcenter.org and click on Project 21. And your listeners can also find me on Facebook under Sherilyn Harley LeBon.
Excellent. And I want to take you out for a meal as soon as you get out here west. So
would love to come back out there, Bruce. Lovely place.
I can't wait to meet you. And you also have a place to stay if you need one. So
thank you very much, Bruce.
It was great. I look forward to talking with you next week. Everyone, thanks. Please stay tuned for Spiritual Rap, which we can certainly use, and Pastor Drew Sams after these messages.
You're living to worry about a thing called love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love.